With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverink. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. It's very wet already, and there's a lot more rain on the way. Environment Canada has issued a special weather statement from now until Saturday morning, saying we can expect heavy rain, thunderstorms, and some powerful wind gusts, especially tomorrow. The heaviest rain is expected this afternoon and into this evening, and then the wind will pick up. A longtime Chatham County councillor is stepping back from municipal politics, at least for now. Reporter Tamara Thornton has the details.
Ward 3 councillor Steve Pinsono announced his unpaid leave through a letter read by Mayor Darren Caniff at Monday night's council meeting. Pinsono is the Ontario PC Party candidate running for the vacant Lambton-Kent Middlesex seat in the provincial legislature. Caniff says there's no losing where Pinsono's concerned. If he's elected as the area's MPP, he'll be a great advocate for Chatham-Kent on the provincial level. A recent poll by Liaison Strategies showed that Pinsono had a healthy 13% lead over the second-place Liberal Party candidate. Voters head to the polls on May 2nd. For cknewstoday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton.
A bill that declares intimate partner violence an epidemic in Ontario has passed second reading, but Ontario NDP leader Merritt Stiles told the Toronto Star it's only a first step. She still has concerns that the bill will go to committee and never come back for third reading. The declaration is one of the recommendations to come out of an inquiry into the murders of three women on the same day by the same man in 2015. 58 women in Ontario died in that kind of violence last year. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says there wasn't enough evidence of foreign interference to remove a candidate who won a seat in the Toronto area. That was part of Trudeau's testimony in a public inquiry that was started in part because of media reports into meddling in the last two elections. Han Dong, who won a seat in Don Valley North, allegedly won his nomination after a bus of international students voted for him. The Toronto Star says the inquiry's first report is expected May 3rd. The final report should be in by the end of the year. And the second annual Gala for the Kids in Chatham-Kent has raised more than $200,000 for the local Children's Treatment Center Foundation. This year they had a masquerade theme with some entertainment and a silent auction. Another major fundraiser, Run for the Kids, will be held June 23rd at Rondeau Provincial Park. The Blue Jays fell flat in their attempt to sweep the Mariners. Toronto fell 6-1 to Seattle yesterday to close out their three-game series. The Raptors lost a close one to Brooklyn last night as their season winds down. Toronto lost 106-102 to the Nets. Canadian Zach Edey has been named college basketball's top player again. He was named the winner of the John R. Wooden Award, becoming the first player in 40 years to win it twice in a row. And the first round of the first major golf tournament of the year tees off this morning. That's the Masters at Augusta National Golf Course. World number one ranked Scottie Scheffler is the heavy favorite to win the event. He's off to a good start to the PGA Tour season, finishing top 10 in 7 of his 8 tournaments. Periods of rain today, the risk of a thunderstorm and a high of 14 Celsius. More rain with the risk of a thunderstorm tonight, low 8. Tomorrow, showers again and windy, the temperature steady near 8. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.